Right, so now we have eventually one to know about these three, right? The Kesa Toi, Kesa Kun, and Kesa Malchus. And then there's the fourth one, the Kesa Shem Toi. The Kesa Shem Toi is going to have to wait a little bit. But, let's see if we can get a little bit into these three. Kesa Toi, Kesa Kun, and Kesa Malchus. Totally B'mikra. Nothing, you know, wasn't...
Nothing was planned out at all.
That was planned out. Right. So it was very interesting. I saw two Maharals. The one on our Mishnah, and one about our Malchus. And both the Maharals tell us that we're working with the same map. Very interesting.
Map.
We have the same map. What are these four? Three that are four. So the morale tells us in both places, both when he's talking about our Mishnah and a couple other Mishnahs, and when he talks about our Malchus, he says that the basic map we're talking about is the map of Tzuras Odom, the way a man is made up of. And a man is made up of three parts and a fourth. What are the three parts and the fourth? He's got a man is a three-story building. It's a three-story building. And then there's a fourth. What are the three? So it goes like this. Start from the top. Man's got seichel. The top, the intellect, the top koma, the top level of man is the intellect, seichel. Middle, central layer, top layer, seichel, brain. Middle layer is the world called lev, ruach, midos, kochos hanefesh, regesh. All of the different powers that we talk about in the realm of lev, of heart. That's the second koma. And then there's the low koma, the bottom floor. The bottom floor, ground floor, very ground floor. It's a dirt floor. It's not even paved. The dirt floor is the body. It's a level of goof. It's a level of goof. Physicality, pleasures, needs, drives. These are the three floors that man is made up of. Three-part system. And then there's a fourth. The fourth is the total, the Odom as a cloud. That's the map. Simple. And now I'm going to start plugging things into the map, and then it's not going to be so simple. Got this, you know. See the map there? Got the three floors, and then the fourth. So now we're going to throw things in. And we expect that, you know, he says this right seven times. You throw the same things in each way. And when you expect that, like, if it's the same concept in different Mishnayos, so then, like, the same place is going to go, the same concept is going to go into the same flow each time, right?
Wrong.
No, it doesn't work that way. Let's check it out. Let's see. We'll take it step by step. Where should we start from? Let's start from our Mishnah, just because that's what we're learning. We'll start from our mission. So how does our mission fit into this map? So I want to make something clear. We're not fitting in artificially. This is what the morale teaches us here. It's not only found in the morale, it's found in many other Svarim also. There's a goin in several places. The place where he brings it all together in very, very short and very, very powerful is in the beginning of Yeshayah. First going in Yeshayah. Second going in Yeshayah. Very long going. Very, very, very. But this is a concept that can be found in many, many forms. It's just the way it is, folks. You know, this is what life is all about. So, like, you know, since we are human beings, and it's about time to get to know ourselves. It's a good idea to know, like, who you are. It's not a bad idea. So, like, kind of important. All right, let's get the Okay, so we'll start. Kesetoyo, where does that go? What?
That's the head.
That's the head. That's easy, right? Kesetoyo. Okay. Who deals with Toyo? The head. Right? Okay. What?
I said the left.
You would say the left. Okay. Fine. Any other words? I mean, next week, or maybe at the end of this year, if you want to, I'll show you how each one can be put in every place. And that's why the world starts getting very confusing. But it's not the Mikra. I think we once explained the concept of three. And three is always a glorified one. A proper three is always a glorified one. If you start with one, that's a total of everything. So what three is, a total encompasses all of the extremes. But since it's in total, you only see the extremes. So one, total, you have it all one package. You it's all the same. You don't see it, right? But if you start separating it out, you see, what do we have here? So you see, well, there's this side, and there's a that side. And it doesn't matter whether it's a this side and that side and this side and that side. It doesn't matter in which direction. Right? But there's always two extremes.
Okay.
Every total is inclusive of the possibility of those two extremes. But if you'd be left with two extremes on their own, that one over there, that one over there, so that would be the opposite of the oneness that you started with. Oneness is all together. Opposite extremes is a war.
Huh?
Oh, don't even say that. Don't say it. Please don't say it.
You know what I'm saying? That's
don't.
What
you're saying. Don't even say it. I don't want to get into it because it's really not what we're doing right now. But I'll tell you a general rule. Right? All of Christianity is based on Yiddishkeit. That's a right. Historical fact. Right? However, it's based on Yiddishkeit. Distorted is like
yeah.
There's a historical secret which is still a secret. I'll tell you anyway. Without telling you where I know it from and what his name was. But one of the not that man himself. One of the leaders, the main people that set up the ideas of Christianity, was a spy. He was a shliach of Sanhedrin to make Christianity so clearly not Yiddishkeit that no people can get confused.
Mr. P? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. P.
Doesn't matter. He was a faker. He went and he put on a show that, and he took over the whole business. Right? And he purposely, maliciously, distorted Yiddishkeit to the point that it's unrecognizable.
No, it was a good side.
Yeah. It was a good, really good side. Yeah.
Where do we see it?
It's secret. Very dangerous again. You know, it's the kind of thing that we deny usually.
This person's Jewish.
Jewish?
Yeah.
He was a Russian Sanhedrin. He was a Gadol Hador. And he was a spy. He was a plain simple Ruchni. You know, now you have business spies and political spies. This is a religious spy. He fooled him. And he succeeded in making a break completely. It wasn't even similar. It was considered like a new version.
No, that's after the fact.
Before that, it was considered. It was a continuation of forms of Judaism, like Reform, conservative stuff like that.
Why would you call him
Mr. Free
Russia?
What?
Why would you call him Mr. Free Russia?
Don't. If you know what you're talking about. It's a secret.
Why is it such a need for that?
Why was the need for it? Because otherwise, if we would do that now, we would have somebody who could turn Reform Conservative into Christianity, and Roy Vakleiso would be saved. Because most Reform and Conservative Jews would not be asking to become Christians.
But who would you be saying that would become?
That's why you need Sanhedrin to make that type of decision. Right? You can't do that on yourself. But yeah, it would be better. Even nowadays, it would be better. If it would be clearly established that that's not Jewish, that's different religion, it's something else. That's much closer to the Mohicans than it is to Yiddish guy.
As my mother said, I'm not religious, but what I'm not is a bank.
So, that's good. So you're much right. Never do that.
No?
No. Don't do that. Okay. Right? Because then you have to get into understanding exactly what was distorted and why. And sometimes it's very, very vicious. It's like very malicious. He did it bedafka. Therefore, you have to really get into some of the depths of it to see where he puts the... There's these bombs that he put into the thing. That if you add it up to the end, it always comes out that 1 equals 0. Every aspect of Christianity is a steer. Mm-hmm. When you, if you work it out to the end, it will come out that you're a chocolate chip cookie. Right? It'll come out things that can't be, every time. But if you would make it obvious, then like they wouldn't work. So he hid these things. And then as the generations of many, many Gerim became Gerim because of this, big people in the church, because they honestly, you know, let's understand what we're saying. And you know, so it is what we're saying is that I'm a giraffe because I don't want to be a giraffe. So that doesn't make sense. 1 is 6 and 6 is 4 and 4 is 2 and 1 is 7 and 6 is 1, 7 and 6. So you tell me that truth is shek and shek is truth, and so that it doesn't work out. Okay. And the places where he put the most bombs was with the business about what these Jews are. The big problem, they have a major problem with the Jews. Right? Because they had to base this thing on Chumash. And like Chumash is in Tanakh, there's this thing about Jews, like from beginning to end, like it's very hard to erase it. Right? So if, you know, the next time somebody wants to make a religion, like start from scratch kind of thing, because if you base it on, you know, it doesn't work so good. It's very, you know. But it seems that in those generations, at least, the Chumash and Torah Sinai was so well known and so well established that you couldn't produce a religion if you didn't base it on Chumash. So he had them started off at a, you know. So what they wanted to do is like, yeah, we're Har Sinai continued, right? And that would be dangerous. So how do you do that? And so that's what he did. He worked it out. So they could believe. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If you work it out, I mean, there are people who are experts on it. And every aspect of the theology is a steer. There's nothing that makes sense. But only if you work it out to the end. If you don't work it out to the end, so you can believe whatever you want. You can believe whatever you want. And this way, most people don't work anything out because they don't care. They don't understand. They don't care. What?
This is some of the stuff that was done in
Kuzri? Kuzri, yeah. I mean, Kuzri has... I mean, it's not so hard. It's really not hard to take apart. It's quite simple. Oh, we're not dealing with that. Are we? No. We're dealing with this. Come on. We have no problem with this. Right, 3 is 1. 1 is 3. What is 1? 1 is everything together. 3. 2 apart. If you have 2 apart instead of 1 together, so then... Right, then you've broken it apart. Then it's destruction. 3... is there's something that brings all extremes together and shows you how the 2 extremes are really just the protim of that 1 call that you came from. So 3 is what makes 2 1. Okay. And that's how you get 3 is 4. Because 3 plus the original 1, which is really just the everything all together. So that's why every 3 ends up at 4.
So you counted the 1 twice?
No.
captain of one is a prophet, and the captain of one is
no,
a prophet.
No, the three is not the one. The three is that what takes the two extremes and bring them together. But the one is the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. That's it. Simple mathematics. Is that the way they taught you mathematics in school?
That's what they attempted to do.
So this is why 3 equals 1. Right. That's a nice concept. You can fool the whole world with that. They did. It's no problem. Depends. It's like, what do you use it and how do you use it? If you use it to put together a giraffe and a pineapple and come up with an orange juice, so it doesn't work out so good. Right? Depends how you use it, like yesterday. So he used the right concept, applied wrong. Not just Tom applied wrong, but applied where the opposite concept applies. Right?
So what is the
opposite?
What is the opposite?
There's Borei in the world in Nivra. Borei is Echad, Yochid, and Miyuchad. Right? There is no threes, no signs, and no one. It's one, period. All of this applies specifically to Tzuras Adam, to Nivra. And if you start applying rules that express themselves in Nivra and Borei, it gets very, very bad. You can end up with having the Borei Nivra, or born. Yeah, great. Unbelievable, you think of that one. Even Yoshi didn't figure that one out, Mr. P did. Isn't that cute? You see that? That's what it comes out. So one second, tell me that Borei is Nivra, just one second, it doesn't end up. Right, you got it. It doesn't add up. No, it doesn't add up. It is the ultimate steer that can ever be. It's the ultimate ridiculousness.
I don't understand how you got it.
If you apply the concept, this all that we talked about is a basic Nivra concept.
It's a sort of little plastic thing. Right.
Yeah, but I understand.
Right, now you take this concept. You told me, isn't that what they...
Yeah.
But where do they apply it to? To Borei, right?
Right.
Where do you end up? You apply the basic, you saw this with Nivra to Borei, right? And where does that up? You have Borei born.
I don't understand how you are born.
Well, if you use the rules of Nivra on Borei, there's no reason why you shouldn't be born.
Nivra?
How does
it happen? It's not from the train, it's the same general.
This whole concept of three is a Nivra concept. Borei concept is the opposite. The Borei itself, there's no science. No, you can't take the Borei apart. It's not three that equals one, he's one period. It's a totally different concept.
Stick it into the wrong thing.
Right. Okay. So when you apply the Nivra concept to the Borei, you end up with a baby. Right. Yeah.
Baby, no father.
Yeah, yeah, no father. Don't make it. It doesn't matter.
Right. What's that about that? You say Elohim. Hanhaga Elohim and Hanhaga.
Yeah.
Hashem.
Okay, the idea...
Really, it's the same thing.
So here's the answer. The answer for that is that the Anhaga, the Midas of the Rebbein Shalom, are not Fi Borei, the Fi Nivra. The Rebbein Shalom runs this world according to Nivra rules. Because if he would want to run them according to Borei rules, he could do that too. But we wouldn't understand anything. What?
It's a
chesed. It's one of the chesed. It wouldn't leave much room for us here. Because we can't be Borei because you would not be able to be a Dei HaTovah. You wouldn't know what's going on about anything. You know, see what's coming and going. So therefore, the Borei Shalom ran his world and his midos. And that's if you know the whole story, everything that we apply here, the Tzura of Hanhogas of the Borei Shalom, is Tzuras Adam. And that's a pasuk in Navi. What's Yeshiv al HaKisei? Adam. The Yeshiv al HaKisei. Okay. Al HaKisei HaKovoi. What does it say in Navi? There's an Adam sitting there. What's that all about? That is the same concept, but here's the secret. This is where he fooled them. In other words, if you're talking about his Hanhaga, his midos, then there's such a concept that applies to him too. But if you're applying it to him himself, then you blew it. Then you're like, right? It's something like applying the rules of chemistry to art. It doesn't work, you know. It's like, forget it. It's like off completely. It doesn't have no shakas. It could be the opposite. It could have bechlal no shakas.
So basically, what this means is, any of the people in there, who are really scholars, of their type of scholar, right? You've already figured this out.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah.
No, not the ones thousands that came of times. There. I'm talking about the ones who didn't, and they know that they're pshat.
They know it's a bluff.
They must. Yeah. Because they're studying this, and it was like
the
Pope guy, right?
I don't know how much he knows. They usually put up people who don't know too much.
He's got a review book.
He has a review book. Yeah. They're real scholars. They're pure showing.
They know. I heard somebody say that he spoke to someone big, or spoken to someone very big. Hmm. And he started asking questions and so on. He said,
It doesn't add up. Not only doesn't add up, it doesn't add up once. It doesn't add up ever.
Anywhere.
On any subject. And it doesn't just damn that add up.
That's why the Catholics don't want the people to read the Bible.
Can we get off the subject? Okay. I think we've done enough of that. It's not the right. We're not in the right malchus, if you know. That's Edom. Edom is the ultimate faker. Right? What did Edom do? What's Christianity? Edom. What did Edom do? He went outside, right? He raped, killed, and stole. And then he came home and said, how do you mice the Tevin and them salt, you know, super from there? That was Mr. Asaph, right? That's it. So they built a religion, you know, custom made for Asaph. You'd think that it wouldn't work, right? Well, it works. Right? I think that, first thing, you can't fool the whole world all the time. Yeah, yes, you can. Right? If they are be'etzem shakroni, titin emes le'yakov v'shekel le'esav. That's exactly what they did. Yeah, I'll give you a shekel. You're going to be happy with it. Great, just what I was looking for. Now I can look from the outside and be a manayev for tzeach and achzori on the inside, and it's all covered. But perfect. You get, that's it. Couldn't get better than that. This was custom made for them. That's what it is. Like on Yishmaelim, they can't handle that. Yishmaelim, forget Christianity. There were actually the Yishmaelim, as far as scholars go, that's even a historical fact, that the Yishmaelim scholars were much bigger scholars than the Christian scholars, because they didn't have to deal with this type of shaking. Do you know what happens to a brain that has to deal with Sheker for 30 years? It can't add up to 6 anymore. If wherever you go, I'll just steer to that, I'll steer to that. I have to live with this thing, right? No, count to 7. I don't know. Can't do it anymore. So the worst Christian scholars too. But they were using it. They knew it was. They were scientists. But in those days, to be a scientist, you have to be a pope. You have to be a.
You have to be
the
same
Thomas Aquinas. Yeah. They were never scientists. That's fine. Where does it say that? Chochma goyim tiny. Adam has chochma. Adam actually has the thing of chochma after the Yavon. So for states, but the Ishmaelim were even better. Because they had different problems. They don't have these problems. They have all kinds of different problems. They don't have this problem. And we are talking about this. What is this? Where are we? What's going on over here? So, 3 is 1, 1 is 3. We got it. Fine. How does it work? So, let's see. So, let's start turning. So, where's Kesed Torah go in? Taplu. Okay, now, who's next? Kesed Kuna. That's avoiding. Yeah, where does that go? Why? Because it's the next one in order?
Because it's Ipatlut.
So, very good. Excellent. This would be what we would usually think. Right? We would. That's how we would do it. Especially if we go Torah Avodah Gemis Chasadim. Torah. Let me do it. Ezra Avodah Shevalev. Lev, Avodah, right? Gemis Chasadim is Maisim. That's cool, right? Wrong. That's also right, but that's not the way it goes in this mission. This mission doesn't work that way. In this Mishnah, so Kesed Kohuna goes in the bottom floor. Malchus, Kesed Malchus, goes in the middle floor. Just to give you an interesting marshal for this, an interesting idea on the connection between Kesef and Malchus, the Rambam says, Shemelech hu lev ha'am. Right now, for the purpose of the fact that we're a week before Purim, so we have to see where are we on this map here, so that we can like get. So let's go to the Arba Malchus and see how they fit in. But we I mean, all this needs explanation, right? Well, we have 2 weeks, no problem. Plenty of time. Right, one with T and one with one. Okay. So the top floor is Tayr. The middle floor is Malchus, and the bottom floor is Kohuna. For some strange reason. But that's the way it is, folks. Then we have the Arba Malchus. So, who do we put upstairs? Who gets put in the top floor? Yolan. No question. That's the top floor. Yolan, top floor. Chochma. Klo. Right? 100%. Right. No? Next. Who gets the middle floor? Bava gets the middle floor. Okay. Bava gets the middle floor. Who gets the bottom floor? Porus. Porus is easy. Okay. Porus is easy. The bottom floor is Porus. Edoim. And Kesed Shem Tov. What? What was Paras's flag? Type. Right. What was that? Goof. Type is goof. They went to goof.
And what do you call Edom? Is it
Edom? Edom is the fourth.
Papa was in the cupboard.
What?
Papa was in the
cupboard.
Yeah. Paras was into the heavier bodies.
Yeah. Bubbles' union was Shlita. What?
Shlita?
Yeah, Memshala. In order to be controlled. Achashverosh's Isaac was eating and drinking and making parties and women. That was his Isaac. Bottom floor. He was so, the bottom floor is a bad thing. Bottom floor is not even so good way to run a malchus. You can't even be a good rusher that way. Like, when are you going to have time to make the Yidden Tzoros if you're busy making parties? You know, Tzoros and parties aren't so good. It, like, takes a little bit off the, you know, the spirit of things. So he needed help. He couldn't do it on his own. Mr. Achashverosh, if there wouldn't be Mr. Haman there, so he would be so drunk that we'd never get the Megillah written. Forget it. It's not his thing, like, you know, wiping out nations and stuff like that. Does that go good with drinking wine? It's not so good. It doesn't. It's not. Doesn't fit with, you know, with partying. It's just not the kind of thing you do. So there was a woman there. That's complicated life. Very, very much complicated life. Mr. Holman came in, and he said, "Listen, like, you know, I'll take care of it. You take the money. We'll make a party. We'll have a mishnah, and the rest, like, leave it to me. If you're taking care of it, no problem. I can still drink. I don't have to get involved with it. The money. I don't even want to get involved with the money. You take the money too. The money. Just party. Kill the money. You take care of that. Do whatever you want." So, like, you know, I'm the melech, I have to sign the decree. Those decrees, here, yeah, take the ring, you sign it for me. It's not like it's not. It's not for him. He's not into that. He's bound for. Okay. So we have them plugged in. So we have the oven upstairs, we have Bovel in the middle. And we have Poros and Madai, where they belong. What does the Gemara say? Poros is Nimshul Kedoyiv, like it says in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, what is he? Nimshul Kedoyiv? Ma Doyiv Oicha Vizoyla. And then goes to sleep. What does a Doyiv do? It eats, it drinks, gets fat, and hibernates. That's basically what it does. It's Shabbos. But we're not there. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but let's see. So, let's, for example, let's see, like, let's take, let's start from the bottom, because that's where, like, you know, Paulus and Mother are, right? So what do we have down there on the bottom floor? So we have the, we have their Kesha Kuhuna, and we have their Paulus and Mother, and we have their Kinetaiva and Kovod, we have Taiva. Kinetaiva and Kovod also goes with this map. Okay. Kovod is upstairs, Kin is in the middle floor, and Taiva is on the bottom. Okay. So, like, Kesakun is down there too, right? So, like, when should the Kohanim have been the ones who overcome this Malchus? It should be their show. No. A few months late. Chanukah. Who's the koyach here? Mordechai and Esther. What's that for you? Go ahead. It's Torah. Kimu v'kiblu. Torah. All right. Doesn't fit.
Amalek's get complicated.
What? Break them all. It's true that Paul's a Madai. Yeah, it was everything double. Everything was in. There was two. Two were showing. There were even two Malchus, Paras and Madai. There were two showing, Achashverosh and Haman. Two Goalim, Esther and Mordechai. Let's see if we could. Let's see what we can understand. So let's start from the mission. Let's start from Kesakuna. What is Kesakuna doing downstairs? Achlal, what was, you know, who was Kesakuna? It was Aaron HaKohen. What was Aaron HaKohen's motto? One second. If we were. Torah voting Mishkosada. Where is Ayu Shalom, Radio Shalom going? Mishkosada. That's like Pamish. That's Pamish Mishkosada. So, like, you know, nice, but like, iron, clean. It should be like Kobono is religious and firm and telling people to be Benono Mamoko. Isn't that his job? And watch it. If you don't do it, you're going to have to bring a korban. Isn't that a job? What's this all your radio showing business? What's going on? Do we have a Rambam in the house?
Mishnah Torah.
Mishnah Torah. Where's your honey?
It's mine.
There's a famous Rambam. If I can find it. When it talks about Kohanim and their special halacha of being above Parnasa and being supported by Klai Yisrael, so the Rambam has his major chiddush, which we live on this chiddush. V'lo yishevet Levi v'levad, and it's not his chiddush, I mean, it's just passing what comes out from the figures of Shas. V'lo yishevet Levi v'levad, this idea, this is the concept of Koilo, the Shoyosh of Koilo. It's one of the makor. It's not the only makor. One aspect of it. Lo shevet Levi b'levad. El kol ish v'ish mikol boi ha'olam. Asher not v'ruchoi oisoi ve'vinoi ma'adoi lihibodol la'amoid lefnei Hashem v'sholsoi v'lo'ovdoi l'deya es Hashem v'holoch yosho k'mo yishasov elokim u'porok v'artzovo ol cheshbon yisrabim asher bikshu v'nei ha'odam arei zeh nizkadesh Kodesh Kodoshim. V'yeh Hashem chelko v'nachlos v'olim 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 v'olim. V'yizko loy b'olim v'zeh adav ha'maspik loy k'mo shezoch alo kahayim v'olim v'olim. He says there's an aspect of the rights and the privileges and the capabilities of the job of kohanim v'olim that anybody can take. Until now we knew that kesa kohuna is only for Kohen, is only for Aaron. And here we find out that's true and not true. There's a chelik of it that it's only for Kohen, and there's a chelik of it that's available for all of Klai. What are the two chalakim? So the two chalakim are obviously the chelik of korbanos is the chelik that's only for Aaron. And the chelik of everything that we spoke about here, and we're going to speak about in a minute more, yeah. What was the reason why he was taken off? That's just a cat. Mifnei shehuvdal la'avodas Hashem v'le'shorsoi v'le'horos drochav hayishorim u'mishpat hatzadikim l'rabim. The job of Aaron HaKohen, which has two facets to it. One is the Kobonis facet, and one is the Klai Yisrael facet. The Kobonis facet is only for him. If you're not a Kohen, you can't do it. The other facet is open if anybody wants to take over this role. What's the role? So the role is expressed in two basic forms. One here in the Rambam is bringing the Pesukim, and one in the Talmid of Shal Aaron HaKohen. One is the idea of Oyev Sholim, the Oyev Sholim. Oyev Sholim, Roy Shalem, what's the Hemshech? Oivis Abiyus, Makarvan Latoy. And here we have the similar concept. Yoyu Mishpatech LeYakov Yisavoscho LeYisrael. These are two forms of the same basic concept. The Maral explains to us over here that Kesekohuno means the, we talked about what Kesa means last week, right? Kesa means being connected to the above. What the Kohen, what Aaron the Kohen specialized in, is that he was limited, he was limitless in his capability of showing the connection to above. Kesa Torah, connecting Torah to the Noisin Torah. So the subject matter is higher. But the keser of it, the revelation of the connection between Torah and the Noisin Torah, is not such a big chokhmah. That's closer. If you have Torah to get the Kesa Torah, that's much closer. Aaron HaKohen's capability was that he can go down to the lowest of the law, all the way down to Oyvei Aveir, and connect them up to above. He brought the all the way down to the bottom, up to the top. The concept of Kohuna and Kesa Kohuna, the Maral explains, is Kedushas Haguf. The highest, not the highest, actually the lowest, but the highest expression in terms of the greatness of the chidush of kesel is that the guf also has a kesel. Not only does the seichel connect up to the above, not only does a lev can connect up to the above, but klai cells are connected up to the above even in the guf. All of olam hazeh, down to animals and plants, everything that exists in the Vaishnav's world, came from one and can be returned to one. The capability of returning everything, even the lowest of the low, all the way down to Ra, all the way down to Bali Aveira, back to Mikarev, to bring it back to its source, this is Aaron's job. Now, there are two forms of that. There's the higher form and the lower form. The higher form is the concept of korbonos. I'm not going to go into that in great length because where were we before? But kesa kuhuna, the capability, the concept of korb and bechlal, the word korb comes from the shayrish kalf. Makriv means to bring the low up to the above. The korban's capability, chet, aveira, is a process of separation, the process of destruction, of being disconnected from one source. Korban is bringing the parts back, plugging things back. The capability of Aaron HaKohen, the capability of kohuna, the capability of Kesel Kohuna was the capability of attaching a Kesel to the lowest of the low, all the way down to the Guf, all the way down to Bali Aveir, wherever a Neshama ran, as far as it went, Aaron Kohen was after him. Oyev is a Shalim, Loidev Shalim. Oyves HaBriyos. Briyos is not a very high title. The way you describe people, Briyos is usually something that is a word that you use for the other forms of life besides man. Animals are called Briyos. Trees are called Briyos. When you call a man Briyos, then you're talking about the most undeveloped form of man. Aaron HaKohen was Oyeves HaBriyos, and therefore he was Makarev LaTorah. To Mikarev Talmud Chochem LaTorah, that's not such a big cause. No, Kabbalah. What? How do they say it now? Beria. Bria is. Sometimes we see this thing, and to call it mamash a human being is like really stretching things a bit. Oivas a brios. Aaron Cohen was able to oivas a brios. And therefore, Makarab and Matayah. Rambam brings the pasuk. The job of the Kohen was different than the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, Yoyu Mishpatecha Le'yaka Yisrael Yisrael. What's that different than Sanhedrin? He's teaching Torah, they're teaching Torah. Well, that's Torah again. Right? What's the Kohen? Here, on one side, we find the Kohen being Goysek and everything except what he's supposed to. He's supposed to be Kohen, he's supposed to be Ginovoyev. In Pirkei always we find him being Goysek and Yisrael. Over here, it seems to be Goysek and Torah. Yoyu Mishpatecha Le'yaka. The answer is that all three are the different aspects and approaches of how Aaron Cohen does his job of bringing the lowest, also the lowest, up. He brings everything up back to the Rabbani Shalom. He brings the Rabbani Shalom back, all of his children, all of his world, all of everything that there is. In order to do this, so the Rambam tells us, you know what that means. Where is that Rambam? What's another Rambam? It's not here. So, we're bringing a different time. It's not here. There's another Rambam. Okay. Oh, Hashuv. The job of the Kohen, the capability of the Kohen, was taking the known halachas that man has a capability of going astray. To bring him back, a person has to be Yosho. And then, like it says in one of the Sforim, Kav HaYosho can go all the way down to the end. A Kava Yosha, a straight line, has no limits. It goes all the way down to the bottom. If you make a circle, okay, and the central line, which is called the Kava Yosha, will go from the highest point to the lowest point. Yashrus has a capability of connecting up the highest to the lowest. This is the Kohen's capability. The Kohen can take goof, and Mekadosh the goof. Kedusha Saguf. Maral explains that this is one of the reasons why a Kohen is a goof, inherited concept. If you follow the Kohen, you're a Kohen. In Torah, you don't have that at all. And the Malucha, you have it to some degree. Meaning that a son of a melech has a better probability of becoming a melech than somebody else. That wasn't always the case. And certainly not every son of a melech has to be a melech. But every person who's father was a kohen is a kohen. It's a birthright. Because it is something that is always ingrained down to the goof. The kohen, Shevet Levi, we learned these parshas recently, stay straight even when others went astray. Chet Ego. So they have the capability, that was their zeicher, for the capability of bringing things, even after things are gone astray, there's still a place to go back to. There's still something straight here. Okay? This is the concept of Kedusha Saguf. Guf and Kedusha, outside the Torah, don't have very close relationship. Kedusha, but Kinasoyos, Batim Midrashos, the Rabbanim Shalom, Shorso, Tfilin, fine. But Guf, being Isaac in Achila, Shtia, Mahatta relationships, Kedusha, that can be found only in the Rabbanim Shalom's world. That can only be found in Torah. Torah, which recognizes the whole concept of Torah is that all came from the Rebbeinu Shlomo and all will return to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's nothing that came from any other source. So the lowest of the low is also the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made, he made that it can be Kodesh. It's easier to see the Kedusha in Torah. It is a special role to bring out the Kedusha of Guf. The arch enemy, the opposite number of Kedusha Saguf, was Poas. Poas, just as much as is a concept of using the Guf, being the Guf itself and all of its actions, a kli kibul for Shechina, zochu Shechina b'neinu, that by Klai Yisrael, down to the Bris Mila, the Shmoy Yisbarach can be implanted down on the Guf in its Gufiest expression, where a Taiva can come to its highest expression. The opposite of that is pleasure seeking as a final goal. Achashverosh L'chorah was smarter than Bavel. L'chorah, what do you get out of power? Bavel was power, was control. It can be a very, very painful process. You have to make wars all the time and beat people up and throw them into fires and all kinds of things. And he gets these things with, you know, you have to make a pestle and everybody dying down. And what kind of life is that? If you have some type of a tachlis in it, but making a tachlis out of that, what do you get out of it? Achashverosh laughed at Bavel. He laughed them to death. He destroyed them. He said, "You people are wasting your lives. You're going nowhere. You're doing nothing. You're wasting your lives. You want to use up life? Olam Hazeh? I'll show you. What Olam Hazeh is control? I'll show you. Control anyhow. You're the big control guy. It's good to say that. I'll control you." That's stupid. So what'd you do, Bobo? What'd you accomplish? That's something that tachlis. I have a better idea. Paulus came out with a better idea. So you know what you do? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made, I don't know if he said the Rebbeinu Shlomo made, but all of them available in the world with tremendous capabilities for pleasure. So you know what their philosophy was? Their philosophy was that the world was created for pleasure. So go at it at the best and highest and most perfect form that you can. When we see the description of the Megillah, of the Suda, and the money that was there, and the effort and the time, the thought that was going to make it the perfect Suda, to the beds and to the way it's served and how it's served, and there are different places, and the whole operation over there was to try to come to pleasure in its ultimate. This is the opposite number. This is the Zelu Mazeh of Kedusha Saguf. Where does it come from? How can you, that's a very interesting concept too. Pleasure sink. So there are two levels of how a person can fall into the concept of pleasure sink. One way is the American way. The American idea is eat, drink, and be merry. Like the pasuk says, "Ochel v'shoseh hayoyim k'mochel v'nomus." You're going to die anyway. They're going to put you in a grave, throw some dirt on, and then maybe dig you up later and throw you in a trash pile.
They didn't bother digging you up.
So you're going to die anyway. So chabad. What do you enjoy? Whatever you enjoy, do it. or in a different form, the same thing. It's called do your thing. I heard that before, do your thing. You enjoy it, do that. You enjoy spacing out, so you saw you do jumping off roof, jump off roof, you enjoy skydiving. Sky,
don't stop spacing out.
Yeah. So that comes, that's goof, shiva goof. That's like doing it pleasure with no, just because kimocha nomos. Because nothing matters. Comes from yush gomor, from any tachlis. It is totally disconnected from purpose. There is no purpose. Kimocha nomos means that there can never be anything of any meaning, because whatever you do, you're going to die anyway. It doesn't matter. So all there is chapin arai. That's all there is. Yeah? Get it in there. As quickly and as strongly as possible. Because afterwards it doesn't matter, you're going to die. Doesn't matter. You're going to die, and then it's finished. So, how was it? Who told me this beautiful bumper sticker? Right? The person who dies with the most toys wins. America has pinnacle. The one who dies with the most toys wins. What do you win? Just making fun of the whole thing. Like, you know, so what? Right. That's it. Doesn't matter. That's one way. There's a higher way. The higher way is, because there's a certain element of truth in it. The Rabbani Shalom is a Toyi Vamitiv, and he created the world Lehitiv in B'Yosef. So there are people, and Achashverosh wasn't the last one, I don't know if it depends which way you want to learn the Pesukim, if he had to do with this, he had to do with that, there are two levels, but there are people throughout the generations who said that the Rabbani Shalom created the world to enable you the opportunity to have pleasure. And why is there so much bad in the world? That's because people mess up. They don't live according to nature. They mess up. They get involved in funny things like fighting and anger, which takes away from pleasure. Bechira is, do it right, and be aligned, and then eat, drink, and be merry, because that's what you were created for. And if you suffer, you suffer because you blew it, because you were cutting your nose off. And bechira is, you can choose to do things right and then have pleasure. You do things wrong, and then if you do things wrong, jump off roofs. Don't complain that you get broken legs. This is the higher form of the same concept. They made one little mistake. Just one mistake. Emes that the Baruch Hashem stayed united. Emes that the Baruch Hashem created Nivroim Kitei to give them pleasure. Emes that the ultimate tachlis is to come to Tainuk. Like the Mesil Shorim brings. Tainuk. That's the ultimate tachlis is Tainuk. Right? Men, creations, person was created for pleasure. Right? Only one little mistake. You call this world pleasure. That's pleasure. That's godly pleasure. That's what the Baruch Hashem created the world for. This, boy, even if we wanted to be God, right, and create our worlds, right, based on pleasure, we could have done a whole better job than that. That's why they made a mistake. They made a mistake. About alcohol, everything's right, except that that's about all of my book. And Olam Hazeh is a means to come to that end. But making Olam Hazeh of Tachlis, right, then you're making the Baruch Hashem and Avazoi. The ultimate Akzer is a Molik. Where do they get together, the Chal HaShverish and a Molik? What's their meaning point? Like we said before, the pleasure seeker, the simple pleasure seeker, can't be bothered with Achzorius. It takes away from his pleasure seeking. So how did, like, you know, Achashverosh get along with this man Amalek, and like the Haman, like they weren't on the same wavelength. The answer is, there are different ways of arriving at Akzoyus. One of them is through pleasure seeking. When a person makes pleasure seeking his tachlis, and his definition of pleasure seeking, Olam Hazeh, he's in definition an achzor. Just like a person, for example, nowadays the Baruch Shalom gave us such a marshal so that we can see it clear, is drugs. Why do people take drugs? Social pressure, blah, 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 okay. Pleasure seeking. Okay. Where does it end up? What? But usually, but between there and death, there's very little pleasure and tremendous suffering for the person himself and the society that surrounds him. Ugliness, crime, pain. This is true for all pleasure. It's just not always comes out in such a dramatic form. Any pleasure, v'olam hazeh, that you make a tachlis out of it, you get drunk, you end up with a hangover. You eat a lot of candies, you end up with a stomachache. All pleasure, v'olam hazeh, starts with pleasure and ends up in pain. And then you have to drown out the pain with more pleasure. So it has to go on forever, because otherwise you get to the pain. As soon as you wake up, if you stop drinking, if you're not drinking more, and then more, you get more, right? Then you can wake up and find your wife dead. When Achashverosh woke up and found his wife dead, he went into a very, very bad state. And the Chachamim had to go find an aid for him, because he was like in a very, very bad state. Not only was his wife dead, he killed him. And he killed him because of his pleasure seeking. He killed him because of pleasure seeking twice. Number one, because he was drunk. And number two, the whole issue of calling her was a stupid pleasure seeking form. And he woke up in the morning and had to face this. And it was very, very bad. He was in a terrible, terrible state. They would send him to a psychiatrist for depression and give him pills. So Haman had a better idea how to deal with that. He says, you think you can't drown out this with more pleasure seeking? He says, I'll make you an arrangement that it's more Achashverosh than Achashverosh. Okay? Call in all of the psulas of the whole world. Okay? We have, make a whole sheet out of it and buy it like this and buy it like that and take him in there. The world's ultimate beauty contest. Anyway. Just hearing the concept, Vashti was forgotten. Go on, right, out. This was your wife. She was the son, daughter of the melech, and you only got your malchus because you married her. And out, forgotten. Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's go, right? Bye. No Vashti. No nothing. But you're depressed and you can't. You're all broken. And you're crying. And where's my Vashti? And, gone. Forgotten. That's ultimate achzoris. Ultimate achzoris. I'm stopping. Right. Ultimate achzoris. Haman saw him about to drink. One second before you drink. What's the problem with these Jews? It's hard to drink when they're around. Right. What are we going to do about that? Yeah. What are we going to put those Jews in his journey? Yeah. I said, hey, just like, maybe let me take care of it. And then, in between the first drink and the second drink, no problem. He sold the whole nation, no problem. They were a perfect match. He just told, the whole Jewish nation that it's Hashem, I love you, no problem. It's There was a problem. It said somehow he convinced them that it's going to get away with drinking. So he says, I'll take care of it for you. No problem. Then we can drink. So, fine, we can drink. It's the ultimate episode. So we'll stop here. This is the Hakdama for next week. So this is the Golus. This is the Golus, of course. Next week, Felina, there's much as the Rebbe Shlomo allows. We'll see what we can do about seeing how the. It was poor. What happens when we drink?
9 o'clock.
Felina.
Next week, 9 o'clock, which is after the Rebbe finishes Megillah, and eats.
When?
Fine, yeah. What smell did that happen? When did that
happen? Yeah. The Yogesh, the first time.
But he was the first Paras. How did Machas Pahor end? What made it end?
The Persians wiped him out.
Oh, it was a war. Yeah. Uh-huh. So Belshazzar was the last.
Yeah. Where did Pahor end? You know how Pahor ended?
Was it at the party? Yeah. Big party, Belshazzar. The party with the handwriting on the wall. What are you?
The end of power is the beginning of pleasure. So. Right. It's a pleasure seeking. Sorry, guys, see that. That's my territory.
Okay. Yeah, Vashti is like the transition, the leftovers, the old thing. Yeah. Yeah. Put it right in, set up the whole meal.
Yeah. So, okay. If I think